I think it's a challenge to continue to have continuity when you change guys, but we have to get it done.
What did you think of Chris Harper on Little training?
Well, I thought he went out and did his job for the most part. He was put in a tough situation, and I'm glad he's here. And he needs to get on board with us now and move forward.
Does it look like Mike is making better decisions as a punt returner?
Yes, it does. I thought he did a good job yesterday, particularly with the first one. That one was close to going the distance.
You had Mason take a kickoff. What was the thinking there?
Situational decision, actually, two.
Two, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is all the kicking off maybe impacting Tim's punting a little bit, or are those maybe not?
No. No. Yesterday he punted the ball. He missed hit two, but he punted the ball like I wanted him to punt it. We changed it up. We wanted to try to take Travis Benjamin out of the game, and he had no punt returns. Yes, he did. He was downfield beyond a yard prior to the ball being kicked. Yeah, it was. And downed it on the 1 yard line.
Sean, on a long one, I think it was 6 yards deep. Was it high enough to the good kick?
The kickoff?
Yeah.
On a long return?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good kick. We fit poorly.
Is that you talk about a lot of leverage where guys aren't, kicking
the run. That's part of it. The leverage and then the way we enter into the blocks, and it was not very well done.
Was that I think it was Miles on the kickoff on the onside kick? Was that a tough ball for him to handle, or what?
No, he should have handled that ball. He got his hands on it, and he didn't put the ball away and get down. He should have handled it.
Okay, then you move Jordy over there for the
next one. Okay. Yes.
You usually do use Jordy, don't you?
Yes, I do. We had a normal kickoff return team in the game, but we can function that play and should have functioned that play with a normal kickoff return. We put our onside prevention team in on the next attempt.
Sean, that's not an excuse, obviously, but I mean, is that a little bit of the trickle down though of what you're going through, and that's the area where you guys have to be, even more vigilant because you're using guys that aren't used to these roles?
You know, I think it's important that we're going to have change, and it's part of playing special teams, and guys get into new roles, but expectations don't change, and we need to play better. We made way too many mistakes yesterday.
Sean, were you able to use Lattimore for any special teams, or did you have to?
Yeah, he played on the punt team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you with the guys who were playing full time and now are starting? Do you just try to use them a little bit, like on one unit, or how?
Well, we look at that each week, and based on what we're going to do with our active roster, we try to make sure that we make a good decision on play time, and that factors into it mostly.
Is that punt unit maybe, I don't want to say more important than the others, but I mean, there's so many things can go wrong on that.
I think it's a starting point for most special teams, because you're facing fourth down and you have to punt the ball, and then you have to go down and cover it, try to create as good a field position as you can for your defense. So I'd say it's a really important part of the special teams play.
Play with Stoneberg, what would you have liked him to do? Was there anything?
Not rough the punter. Yeah, I mean, he had great effort and great extension. I thought Chris Banjo should have blocked the ball, and then could have possibly been a score for us, and we missed the block, and then it was a wet day, and Jake slid into the punter's plant leg. That's why they called roughing.
Was it a good angle? Did he start to look like he
had? I thought he did, and he was completely committed to extend it on the block, and I mean, you can't do that. You have to miss the punter.
Did the ball go through Banjo's hands?
It didn't go through his hands. It went above his hands, but he should have put his hands on it.
So if it's not wet and slippery, you don't think he slides into the punter? You think he does anyway?
Maybe not. I mean, he's got to control his impetus into the finish. He can't slide in the punter's leg, the plant leg.
Outside of John making the tackle, what could you guys have done better on that fake?
Probably could have lined up a little better there to the right side and had a little bit better leverage. I thought Jerron did a great job recognizing it and making the play, and I felt like we stopped him. And They reviewed the play and didn't change it, but I thought we reacted well to the play.
Sean, how was Brent's snaps in the game?
They were good. He had a low one, but they were okay.
On a long field goal for Mason, did he not hit that as well? Was it the weather? Or was
well,
it...
you know, in pregame, in that play, the wind actually picked up a little bit. And I thought Mason stayed within himself and used good technique on the kick. It was a situation, being 52 yards, that he probably needed to put a little bit more into it. But at the same time, one of the things I think that's helped him this year is his rhythm and tempo, and I thought he did that. He gave himself a chance to make it.
What made you throw the changeup with Mason kicking off?
Situational decisions in the game. Right before the half, actually wanted him to hit it a little bit higher and a little bit shorter, trying to take the returner out of it. We tackled it well. We covered the play well. And then there at the end of the game, Mason can really hit the ball wide, and we decided to use him there, normal kick situation. So,
if you have a guy that can theoretically, I mean, I know he doesn't do it every time, but if you have a guy that can theoretically put it out of the end zone on a somewhat regular basis, what's the upside to wanting to get the returner involved or kick a ball where you know it is returnable? What do you?
Well, I'm not sure I'm following your question, but I'll say this, that we decided to use Mason in two situations yesterday, one of which was right before the half, and I was trying to keep the returner out of the play. We actually kicked the ball a little deep.
Okay.
And the second one, Mason can directionally kick well, and I wanted to put his ball in the corner, and he did that, and then we didn't cover it very well.
Sean, my apologies if you already asked this, but with Harper coming in, I think Mike said he got here like on Saturday. Was that out of necessity, using him on the blocking unit there, or was there something about him that you liked?
Well, we knew quite a bit about him just based on our draft prep and then watching him play in the preseason and what he's done so far this year. And I sat down with him a couple times, and we met twice and decided to use him, and it helped us on our active roster.